Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, where would we be in America without our Bill of Rights? Have you ever recognized it? Do you understand it? Do we realize what we have and the treasure that God has given us and our responsibility to keep it and to preserve it and to hand it down to other generations? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about our Constitution and in particular, the first 10 amendments to the Bill of Rights, as we call it. The first 10 amendments in our Constitution, only 27, but may I remind us, the first two or three are perhaps the most treasured and the most valued ones in our Bill of Rights. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, what if America had no Bill of Rights? What if we lived in, would you want to live in an America with no Bill of Rights? That is, you'd have no liberty to speak freely. You'd have no religious liberties to worship. You'd have no right to keep and bear arms. There'd be no such thing as a free press. By the way, we're on the verge of not having a free press today, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. But when we talk about our religious liberties, I'm still astounded, still shocked, and still in a state of quandary as to how the U.S. Supreme Court made the ruling dealing with the church in Nevada, the Calvary Chapel in Nevada, when they had appealed to the Supreme Court in relationship to the right to continue to worship without being restricted by the state of California. And the decision that was made, I read to you a moment ago the dissent opinion by Justice Gorsuch. Here's the dissenting opinion by Justice Alito, and he summed it up in this way. The Constitution guarantees the free exercise of religion. It says nothing about the freedom to play craps or blackjack or to feed tokens into a slot machine or to engage in any other game or of chance. We have a duty to defend the Constitution, and even a public health emergency, listen, does not absolve us of that responsibility. Justice Gorsuch says there's no world in which the Constitution permits Nevada to favor Caesar's Palace over Calvary Chapel. That's a succinct statement, ladies and gentlemen, by Justice Gorsuch and Justice Alito and their dissenting opinion. Now, there's a good thing on the heels of that, and I don't go into the details of that on this broadcast, but there are about five other cases that are now being put together and amalgamated to go to the Supreme Court, which if the Supreme Court rules in favor on those that Matt Staver with the Liberty Council and the Alliance Defending Freedom are presently getting ready to present to the Supreme Court, if they're ruled upon in a favorable decision, it will evacuate and change the decision that they made in relationship to Calvary Chapel. In fact, as Matt Staver with the Liberty Council put it, the Calvary Chapel decision is not a final decision by the Supreme Court. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about our Bill of Rights. We talked about a moment ago the freedom of speech. We're talking about now the freedom of worship, the right of religious liberties. They're fundamental to our Bill of Rights. The first thing, the very first thing that a Marxist, socialist, BLM, Democrat in America will see is the abridgment, the evisceration, the absolute destruction of our religious liberties and our freedom of speech. The very reason, ladies and gentlemen, America was founded was to provide our First Amendment that was born out of the desire to be free, to have the liberty to worship God without restrictions as to who we worship, how we worship, and what we worship, ladies and gentlemen, with any denominational distinctive. Nor the nation has this freedom. Nor the nation has exercised this freedom and has the privilege to do so. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, the issue is a good point at hand. Church puts bishop on trial for following Bible on marriage. The Episcopal Church has put one of its bishops on trial for following the Bible. Listen to that, ladies and gentlemen. William Love, the bishop of Albany, New York, is accused of breaking his ordination vows by refusing to allow same-sex weddings or marriages in his diocese, according to the Christian Institute that's reporting it. The bishop aids by the traditional Christian doctrine that marriage is the union of one man and one woman. He's abiding by that, the article says, and yet he is being prosecuted and persecuted and put out of his office as a result of simply following the Bible. And ladies and gentlemen, we have found that in the recent years, every mainline denomination, not some, not a few, not the majority, but every hear me, every mainline denomination today in some fashion embraces the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. They embrace multitudes of things that are not found to be biblical, and we're finding more and more of the denominational hierarchy persecuting, prosecuting, and putting out of office those pastors, preachers that are following the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I believe we have a call on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Youngblood. This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi. As far as the Bill of Rights, I think right now most Americans, the only right they care about is the right to be entertained. As a nation, we spend $650 billion a year. That's B with a for billion. Just to be entertained. And that's every single year, $650 billion a year. And I really don't think that a nation that is ostensibly miserable to understand what the meaning of the word mercy is, and too spoiled to understand the meaning of the word grace, and all they want to be is entertained. They seem so far away from God right now than we've ever been as a nation, and the generations behind ours are drifting either further into, I just want to be entertained, I've never suffered, I've never needed grace nor mercy. Just want to get your thoughts on those.
Yes, thank you so much for your input. You're exactly right. In fact, we find we live in a society today where what is called worship by what I call these pop-up churches, these Johnny-come-lately churches with a indescript title or indescript name so that you have no earthly idea of the doctrine and theological persuasion that they have, they want to be entertained. In fact, the millennial age group, 18 to 35-year-old age group, for the most part, in fact, there's not but about 4% of the millennial age group that have a biblical worldview based on the George Barna report. And this millennial age group, they want to be entertained. Most of these churches today have the pastor has the feeling that to get the crowd to fill the pews, to have the numbers, nickels, and noses, we must entertain them. And in fact, you heard me perhaps tell the story before of a church right here in the Jacksonville area that they had a Christian wrestlers on the platform one Sunday morning. And that was the whole message, was the Christian wrestlers. They were Christians. They were on the platform of the church wrestling, and the whole church was entertained because we had Christian entertainment, Christian wrestlers, rather than the gospel of Jesus Christ being proclaimed. So you're exactly right. In fact, it's entertainment's taking precedence over what is called religious liberties. And therefore, that's the reason we find so many today that are not upset, not worried about, not concerned about our religious liberties being eviscerated, being totally abridged and somehow removed from us. And many in the younger age group, they do not understand what we have in our Bill of Rights that gives us this right and freedom. You're exactly right. Thank you so much for your call. Here's an article that kind of touches on that. This article says, please pray urgent. Please pray urgent prayer request. Pray for the church in India. 20 churches were burnt down last night, and tonight they want to destroy more than 200 churches. They want to kill 200 missionaries within the next 24 hours. All Christians are hiding in villages. Pray for them and send this message to all of the Christians that you know worldwide. Ask God to have mercy on our brothers and sisters in India because of the Christian persecution. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding around the globe Christians are being persecuted. And the only reason, hear me, the only reason, may I repeat at the risk of redundancy, the only reason we do not see open in your face in the streets persecution against Christians is simply because of our Constitution containing our Bill of Rights, which gives us religious liberties as well as the freedom of speech. That freedom and liberty that we have to worship God is absolutely invaluable. And yet it seems that most do not recognize that we're losing that every day. We're losing that every day. In fact, we find the content of what we say and what we preach and teach online being, if you please, shadow banded and are removed. Here's an article. Tim Tebow's Bible message triggers a sensitive content warning from Twitter. It wasn't clear what part of the video was particularly sensitive to the triggering of that warning. Tim Tebow, former NFL quarterback and current New York Mets minor league outfielder, tweeted a video Monday talking about the Bible, and followers noticed that the social media company marked his tweet as, quote, sensitive content. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the abridgment of our religious liberties. Listen carefully. Sensitive content, Twitter called it. Twitter asserts users to sensitive content, usually of graphic images or videos. But in this case, Tebow's video was about educating his followers about God's word in the Bible. Here's what he said. Bible believers, when we look at the Bible and we see a lot of the heroes, a lot of times they truly were wounded deeply before they were ever used greatly. So maybe you're going through a time in your life where you feel you've been just wounded greatly. It hasn't been your year. Hasn't been your day. You just don't feel like it's your time, Tebow said in the video clip. You never know what God is doing in your life, Tebow says. You never know what he is preparing you for. For some, many times, the Bible, when we look at the heroes, there are times in their lives when if they stopped, if they quit, if they said, oh, no, God, I've had enough, then they would have missed out on the most impactful, most influential part of their lives. Tebow further says in the video, maybe that is the next step for you, he says. Maybe that is tomorrow. Maybe that is this week. Maybe that is this year. But when we quit, we will never know what we missed out on. We will never know what's in store for us. Tebow said to the followers of God, get the trust in him blindly, totally, because we never know how much love he has for us. He reminded followers that God loves them and that they would hold on to faith in the time of need. Ladies and gentlemen, what's wrong with that? That was in a video, but yet it was banned from Twitter because of sensitive content. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about today is what America would be like with no Bill of Rights. If we have no freedom of speech, if we could not stand and proclaim the truth of the Word of God in relationship to abortion being called murder, in relationship to the LGBTQ agenda being called the sodomite agenda, which is antithetical to the Word of God, where would we be if we could not herald that from our pulpits and from the microphones across the nation today? Where would we be in America if we did not have the Bill of Rights that protects our religious liberties and gives us the opportunity, the freedom to worship God anytime, any place, without a specific denomination or a specific time or place as could be found in nations around the globe? Ladies and gentlemen, we have all of that is before us and all of that is on the line to be taken from us if we're not careful with what we do. And thirdly, may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, America is the only nation in the world that enjoys and is blessed by the freedom of the press. Now, you might say, we don't have a freedom of the press. I understand that. And that is happening more and more every day. But we have that freedom in our Constitution within our Bill of Rights, ladies and gentlemen. Every nation around the globe, the press is fully controlled by the leading political party or the single political party, as in Russia and North Korea, etc. For over 200 years, not the full 244 years, but for over 200 years, America was blessed by the freedom of the press. But now, just a handful of years ago, our media became the arm of the socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we no longer find basically what I would call the freedom of the press. Our press is in lockstep with the socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, the press today, the fake news today, is the voice for Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC and the mob rule of the BLM and the Antifa group in our streets today that's violating everything that we call dear in America. We find through Antifa and the BLM, Socialist Marxist Democrat Party, that's being played out in the streets where the mob rule is carried out. And we find the press today holding their hands up. I don't know if you've watched the news on some of their broadcasts, but on several occasions I've watched as the media person was out in the streets with a microphone or the camera going, where there are blazes in the background, buildings burning, and thuggery taking place, and where robbery and vandalism is taking place, and arson is taking place, and yet that speaker on that microphone with the video going says that we're watching the peaceful protest. Ladies and gentlemen, peaceful protest is all right. We've not seen peaceful protest within the BLM and the Antifa group in America. false polls are being carried out by the media today, saying that President Trump cannot be reelected. The false numbers about the China virus and the projected number of deaths and the agenda to destroy our election through that process we've watched taking place. The media is today pushing for the mask mandate, yet Germany has awakened and they're saying no to any restrictions on their liberties. In fact, in Germany, they don't have a Bill of Rights, but ladies and gentlemen, they're saying that the mask requirement, M-A-S-K, that is the restriction of your breathing. They just had a demonstration over the weekend with over 1 million people in attendance. The media saying it was a few thousand. Some other media saying it's several hundred thousand. But the truth of the matter is that over 1 million people participating saying that we do not want to be forced into wearing masks and the harm to our lives. We need to have the freedom to say no. And ladies and gentlemen, they have no Bill of Rights, but yet that's what they're demanding. They want to say no to that which is being forced upon them in that regard. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand and recognize that we have a press today that's no longer a free press. It's no longer a free press whatsoever. The fake media lied to us about the Russia hoax. They lied to us about the what took place in the Ukrainian fiasco. Ladies and gentlemen, America's greatly blessed today of God to have our founding documents that provides for us the freedom of speech, the freedom of press, the freedom of religious liberties that we enjoy today. What would America be like, ladies and gentlemen, without the Bill of Rights? That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Do you believe it'd be all right? Can we survive as a nation without our Constitution and especially the Bill of Rights? Do you think that we could survive as a nation without the Bill of Rights? Let me hear from you. The telephone number is 831-0917. Are you in agreement with what I'm saying? Does this bother you? Are you concerned about where we're going in America today? And may I remind us, the Bible is very, very clear. Righteousness exalted the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness, that is living right under God, exalted, that means it brings about praise to any nation. But sin is a reproach. It is disdain. It is a sad display against any people. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what we're faced with today. We the people have the right to keep and bear arms. But under a nation, if America did not have our Bill of Rights, we'd not have that freedom to keep and bear arms as we know it today. Ladies and gentlemen, because our Second Amendment, yet during the Wuhan China virus, governors and mayors across America tried to push through almost a dozen bills. In fact, in the state of Virginia, under Governor Northam, he was able to successfully force through, because in Virginia, it's controlled by the House and the Senate and the governor's office by the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats. The governor, Governor Northam, a former pediatrician, believes that it's all right to allow a baby to be birthed, even if it is aborted, to be birthed if that baby survives the abortion. And then his words, not mine, place the baby on a table and allow it to be kept comfortable until it dies. I don't know of anything that's any greater stench in the nostrils of God than to have anybody in a leadership role in America that takes that position than to see that. But it was that same governor, ladies and gentlemen, in Virginia that pushed through some one dozen plus bills that in some way either impinged upon or in some ways literally eviscerated the Second Amendment right, the freedoms to keep, to buy, and to carry weapons of the choice of the people. Other governors, under the shroud of fear and panic and hysteria, passed resolutions and restrictions on the Second Amendment right. Some states, as in Michigan and others, made major restrictions that you could own a gun, but you couldn't buy ammunition for it. Ladies and gentlemen, we find that infringing upon the rights that we have as Americans today, and it ought to cause every Christian, it ought to cause every pastor, it ought to cause every conservative to be absolutely enraged at what we see taking place, but yet realizing that God is on the throne, God is still sovereign, God is still overall, God still is in charge of our nation today, ladies and gentlemen. I believe we have a call on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Hey, thank you very much. I got a comment. I was reading on a Christian website, the Christian persecution, how the North Korean and the Chinese Communist Party are using the pandemic, this pandemic, to trying to stop the church growing, doing the same thing that these socialists in California is doing. They're not allowing people to congregate. They're not allowing people to do Bible studies at home and singing. I was like, wait a minute. This is not a coincidence. This sounds so familiar with the West Coast in California and many liberal states. So what we see is an attack on Christianity, because these people know that the Christians are the ones that speak truth, and we only are held accountable before God. And that's our commitment. So I'm pretty sure this is an attack on the church. How do you feel about John MacArthur going against the flow on the West Coast? I'm for it 100%. It's time for the church to speak up and say, you know what, liberals, enough is enough.
In Portland, absolutely. I'm thankful for John MacArthur's stand. I'm thankful that he's taken a stand, because I've said for months and months and months now on this broadcast, I've said, where are the voices? Where are the large voices, the ones with the megaphones in pulpits around America? Where are the conservative pastors with the voice and the name recognition to take a stand? So I am thankful that John MacArthur has taken a stand, and he is saying that we're not closing our church doors, that we are to honor Christ and not Caesar. We are to recognize that Caesar has no authority in our churches. So I praise God for his stand. And I need to put this little caveat in. There's some theological doctrinal differences that I have in theology and doctrine, biblically speaking, but I still commend him for his stand and his position on that. And I am praying that he will become what's called the bell cow. And for those that are not from the country don't understand that. But for the cattle farmers in the country, one cow that would be the lead cow, they would put a bell around the neck of that cow, knowing that wherever that cow goes, all the other cows would follow. And I'm praying that John MacArthur will become the bell cow for religious liberties in America, that other pastors that have been too weak, too spineless to take a stand, that they would follow his lead and take a stand and say, we're not closing our churches. But you're exactly right also when it comes to what's happening in our nation with the religious liberties being eviscerated and churches being closed. Here's an article that says, China, police shutter church house churches nationwide, order Christians to stop believing in God. Listen. House churches across China have experienced intensified persecution in recent months, with Chinese officials telling Christians they are not permitted to even believe in God in the atheist country, in an atheist country. A publication produced by the Center for Studies of the New Religion, which covers human rights issues in China, documented numerous instances where Christians were threatened and harassed by Chinese Communist Party officials. In June, a group of officials in the county-led city of Liang in the central province of Hung, H-U-A-N-G, raided a house church. They confiscated the church's donation boxes, destroyed Bibles and Bible verses on the wall, telling the Christians their actions were the result of their disobedience and that it is illegal to hold religious gatherings without a permit in the nation of China. In May, the Religious Affairs Bureau in province city shut down a house church for holding illegal gatherings without permits and confiscating all the valuables in the venue, including computers and photocopiers and all of the Bibles. In April, police in a central province in Hanang raided a house church, confiscated the Bibles and hymn books, and took eight congregation members to a police station for interrogation. One Christian leader revealed that a police officer had said to him that they could not believe in God and live in China. And ladies and gentlemen, you talk about that being in China. We understand that it's in China, but we're watching the impingement of our religious liberties in the United States of America. Here's an article that says, having a Bible could be a hate crime. A bishop is warned. The Bible has been banned or restricted by many authoritarian regimes throughout the world. When the Iron Curtain divided Europe, Brother Andrew, known as a God smuggler, took Bibles into Christians in communist nations under the dominance of the atheist Soviet Union. But now, Christians in a Western nation are being warned that possessing the Bible could be an offense. Catholic bishops in Scotland point out that the Scottish National Parliament's hate crime bill, now possessing inflammatory material as a Bible, could be illegal. Ladies and gentlemen, we find this taking place across America today. And one of the sad, sad, sad things that we see, we're watching our religious liberties being eviscerated and absolutely stepped upon, and yet nothing is being said or done. Here's an article that says, protesters burn Bibles in Portland, Oregon. Not just in China, not in North Korea, but right here in the United States of America. Have you seen it on the news? Have you seen any news commentators get upset because Bibles are being burned right here in the United States of America? Protesters burn Bible in Portland, Oregon. Rip protective boarding off buildings. Left-wing activists rioted in Portland on Friday night, where they burned Bibles, set fire in the streets, and tore protected boardings off the buildings. On Friday night, rioters burned America's flags and a stack of Bibles in the streets outside the Federal Marco Hatfield Courthouse building in Portland. Numerous journalists were on the ground said that the left-wing activists were trying to provoke a response from federal agents inside. Agitators trying to provoke a response from the federal officers, violently battering the door with kicks and using their shields and battering rams. Rioters gathering in Portland, Oregon, tearing off barricades at the arcade nearby federal courthouse. Portland, Oregon police are aware, but will let them continue because they're given directives to leave rioters alone in most circumstances. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding the evisceration, the absolute abrogation, the absolute abridgment of our Bill of Rights in the United States of America. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, it's time that we stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen before it's too late. Here's an article that speaks to that issue. Christian champion joins chorus warning nation as at a point of no return. And libertarian conservative philosopher Thomas Sowell said that point of no return will be approaching for the entire nation should presumptive Democrat candidate nominee Joe Biden get elected. If the election goes to Biden, he said, there's a good chance that the Democrats will then control the two branches of Congress and the White House, and considering the kinds of things they are proposing, that would be well, could point well to the point of no return for the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we stand. That's where we are today. And may I say to you in these last couple of minutes that we stand to lose our freedoms. We stand to lose our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, our freedom and the right to keep and bear arms. Because, ladies and gentlemen, around the world, there's no freedom of speech, no freedom of press, no freedom of religion, no right to keep and bear arms, no right to privacy, no right to property ownership, no real academic education. Just look at Russia and China and Venezuela and North Korea and Islamic nations and Cuba and most of those countries in South America. There are no freedoms, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got 90 days to make a decision, ladies and gentlemen, if we want an America with a Bill of Rights or if we want an America that's led by Joe Biden, AOC, and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Do we want an America where sodomite agenda takes precedence over and the control of Christians and churches? Do we want an America where the Bibles are burned by the BLM thugs in Portland, Oregon? Do we want an America where the government can control the church's operation and dictate how many people can attend worship? Ladies and gentlemen, if the foundations be destroyed, the Bible says, what can the righteous do? Thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast. We're looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.